Welcome to the virtual meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals. And just before we get begin, if you were to lose connection at any time, just reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. We would still, for board members, use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. And the chair will do their best to call on members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I'll call to order the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting for November 21st, 2024. The time is 5:05. With us tonight are board members Ali Barney, Angela Jenkins, David Wall, Sam Fritz, and myself, Peter Ostlund. We have city staff with us, Katie Bannon, the zoning administrator, as well as Nancy Kelso and Carrie Olson. We have no registrants or watchers for tonight's meeting, so I'm going to dispense with the next part of the typical formal reading. And we can move on to approval of the minutes for our October 17th meeting. Is there a motion on that? Ali, and David with a second. Comments, corrections from anybody? I noticed one that I suspect is a typo. It's under item two in the second bolded paragraph, the first sentence. Spencer Ludke of Ludke, probably design build. All the right letters, I think, but. Anyway, anything else on that? Any objection to recording a unanimous vote of approval for the minutes of our last meeting? Seeing no hands, we'll take that as approved. We have no one here for public comment. And next is disclosures and recusals. I don't believe there's anything on the agenda. Any board members would be looking to use that for, since we all have a vested interest in our main topic tonight. Which does bring us to Legistar item 85124, board procedures update. And for that, we have Assistant City Attorney Amber McReynolds with us. And you received, after our last meeting, an updated version of the new rules and procedures, including one showing the changes that were made from our last meeting. And I don't know if Amber, you want to say anything about those changes? They look like my memory of what we chatted about.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I used my notes and then I also rewatched the video of the conversation and used that to make the changes. The only thing that's not redlined for you is the reformatting of the numbering because that would have been very overwhelming. But basically, we just changed it so that it looks more similar to how our ordinances are labeled. And so there aren't any like section A, sub A right next to each other, which is a little odd anyway. But other than that, I tried to take your suggestions and put it into the document, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Board members with comments, questions, other items you might have thought of in rereading any of this. Sam.
I don't have any changes. I just wanted to say thanks for, diligently implementing the things that we talked about last time. I know that, that conversation kind of went for a while. Thanks for doing that for all of us.
My pleasure.
Yeah, they seem to, I think, continue to clarify and add to some of the sentences and the descriptors to try to make make it as clear as possible for those less familiar with us when they try to read them, but we probably should have passed it by a couple of those sorts of people and see where they scratched their heads. But that'll come up. Angela.
Thanks, Chair. Just a quick question on retention period. I know we've been making a habit of recording our meetings, and for the purposes of, creating the meeting minutes, is that really the only, I guess, intent for the recording? I just didn't see that mentioned anywhere. I thought I'd call that out.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that the city and city IT has policies about retention that just apply to every board, committee, and commission. So I don't know what they are, but I don't think it would need to be in these kinds of procedures. I think it's covered by citywide policies.
Okay.
And I mean, certainly they're retained for a significant a period of time because they have been used in the court cases that have come up on a when we get appealed, but those tend to happen fairly quickly after the actions are taken. I don't never gone back too far on the city website to see how much of that is still available. How much we're contributing to all these data centers that keep growing.
Well, I suspect people with a variance request might be looking at some of them. So, really old stuff. That would just be a matter of, like Amber says, what is the retention policy of the city?
Mean, currently we keep minutes and documents on all variances in perpetuity at this point, right?
Yeah. Maybe we should pick out one that was particularly poignant for the way we do our business, and then Katie can re require applicants to watch it. Just kidding. But, I'm sure she does a great job of training them, and most applicants are pretty good, but some don't seem to have quite the same understanding as others of what that having to prove that case. Especially when the zoning administrator report is not necessarily in their favor or favorable. But nothing we can do.
You can lead a horse to water, but yet can't make it drink. And I've seen it with the Plan Commission as well, where proposals come forward that really aren't ready for it. And we can't just say, no, we aren't going to talk to you in either case. And no doubt Katie has had long discussions with them long before they get to us.
Yep, we do just try to provide good customer service along those lines. So yeah, the videos are very helpful of something they can look at ahead of time, so they really are prepared for what these hearings are like. And I think the way these meetings are run, they're pretty customer friendly too, if really trying to lead someone through, what their expectation is at different points of the hearing. So hopefully the board procedures make that clearer too, as another, piece that I can share with new ZBA members too.
Any other comments, questions about the procedures as amended? Is there a motion? Sam?
I motion to adopt the amended ZBA procedures.
Thank you. Is there a second? Second by Ali. Assuming there's no more discussion, correct me if I'm wrong quickly here. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote of approval of the new rules of procedure. Seeing none, we'll record it as such. We do have another discussion item, our 2025 meeting schedule.
Yes. So, as you may remember, each year we get a list from the clerk's office of prohibited meeting dates, which cover certain holidays, election days, and during budget deliberations with this common council or city council. So this year, the June 19th meeting is a prohibited date. It's a holiday, Juneteenth. So that would normally be our June meeting date. You could reschedule for the Thursday prior, June 12th. That would still give us 4 weeks between meetings, which is our usual case. We never go shorter than that. There's times that, you know, had we kept it June 19th, we'd have 5 weeks. So there's also the option to cancel the meeting outright this time, or just wait and see if we do have cases at that meeting date. So you can discuss that tonight if you need more time to look at schedules or consider your, you know, where you might be in 6-7 months. You can do that too.
David.
I'd be okay with the week before. I don't like the idea of canceling it now, just because somebody might need to have a variance approved.
Yeah, I think we, that time of year, we generally have something coming before us. And my sense would be moving it ahead 1 week. It kind of keeps it in the general spacing that we go with it every 4 weeks, except when there's an occasional fifth Thursday in a month. And set it up on the schedule now rather than wait to do something with it. Sam?
I support moving it to the prior week as well.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite understand you, Sam.
Oh, sorry. I'm just saying that I'm in favor of moving it to the prior week as well. I think that makes sense.
Thank you. I don't know that we need a motion on this because we don't typically set them up. It's just adopted as part of the scheduling that you do for us, Nancy.
Yes, that's right. We just come to a consensus without having to have a motion and voting.
Okay, that's what I thought. Any other thoughts on that? If not, we'll move the June meeting forward a week. And then we'll have a proposed meeting date for every month of the year next year, because the November 1 must be outside of the city budget time frame this time.
Okay.
All right. Any other communications and announcements?
We do have one submission for the December meeting, so I will email for quorum.
Remind me of the date of our December meeting.
That's the 18th.
Okay.
And next week is the week of Thanksgiving, so I'll hope to have responses by the 26th or by Monday the 1st at the latest, if you please.
Unless by a show of hands now, if you know you're going to be gone on the 18th, let us know. Ollie?
I'm pretty sure that's actually the 19th is a Thursday, not the 18th.
Yeah. The 25th, just 2025, but you are right. It is the 19th. I'm getting ahead of myself there. The 19th is our meeting date.
Okay.
The first Monday of December is the second, and day before Thanksgiving is next week, Wednesday, the 27th. Thank you, Allie.
Most of us don't have our 25 calendars going quite yet, probably. All right. So there's no consensus now that we won't have a meeting. So we'll give
So,
people a chance to respond when you send out your request. And
okay. That's all I have.
okay. Anything else from anybody for the good of the cause and the group? Is there a motion to adjourn our perhaps quickest meeting in history? Sam, the motion. Ali with the second. There's no discussion on the item. All in favor, say aye. It's unanimous, I can tell. Hope everybody enjoys a happy Thanksgiving next week, and we will be back together shortly before Christmas.